The EU Digital Markets Act is primarily aimed at regulating large tech companies within the European Union, but it does have implications for U.S. tech giants and could indirectly affect consumers and businesses in the U.S. as well. The DMA seeks to ensure fair competition in the digital market by imposing new rules on so-called gatekeepers, which are large platforms with significant market power. For U.S. companies designated as gatekeepers, such as Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, and ByteDance, the DMA requires them to adjust their business practices to comply with these new regulations. This includes making their platforms more open to competition and preventing any anti-competitive behavior. While the DMA is enforceable only within the EU, U.S. tech companies may choose to implement changes globally to maintain consistency across markets, which could lead to changes in the services and products available in the U.S. Additionally, the DMA could inspire similar antitrust legislation in the U.S., affecting how tech companies operate domestically. The EU Digital Markets Act could have several potential effects on U.S. markets. Global changes in tech services. U.S. tech giants may implement changes globally to maintain consistency across markets, which could lead to changes in the services and products available in the U.S. For example, if a company changes its platform to comply with the DMA's requirements in the EU, it might roll out these changes worldwide for efficiency. Increased operational costs. U.S. digital service providers could face increased compliance and operational costs due to the DMA. These costs might be passed on to U.S. consumers or could affect the profitability of these companies. Influence on U.S. legislation. The DMA could inspire similar antitrust legislation in the U.S., affecting how tech companies operate domestically. This could lead to a more regulated digital market in the U.S., with increased competition and consumer choice. Impact on business models. The DMA focus on fair competition and curbing anti-competitive practices might force U.S. tech companies to alter their business models, which could affect their market strategies and revenue streams. Strategic posture changes. The DMA could lead to strategic posture changes for U.S. tech companies, especially in how they compete globally and manage their international operations. Potential for trade tensions. The DMA's targeting of primarily U.S. tech giants could lead to trade tensions between the U.S. and the EU, as some U.S. policymakers view the DMA as a form of industrial protectionism. Unintended consequences. There's a possibility of unintended consequences, such as reduced innovation or higher prices for consumers, as companies adjust to the new regulations. These are just a few of the potential implications, and the actual effects will become clearer as the DMA is enforced and companies respond to the new regulations. Stay safe, stay secure, and keep in mind that the situation is dynamic and subject to change as both markets and regulations evolve. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.